It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for February 28th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is coax, spelled C-O-A-X. Coax is a verb that means to influence or gently urge by caressing or flattering, to wheedle. It can also mean to draw, gain, or persuade by means of gentle urging or flattery, or to manipulate with great perseverance and usually with considerable effort toward a desired state or activity. Here's the word used in a sentence from Bon Appetit by Molly Willett. Toasting the pine nuts until they're properly golden brown to the center and not just on the surface is key in coaxing out maximum flavor. In the days of yore, if you made a coax, that is C-O-K-E-S, of someone, you made a fool of them. Coax, C-O-K-E-S, is a now obsolete word for fool and believed to be the source of the verb coax, C-O-A-X, which was first used in the 16th century to mean to make a fool of. Soon, the verb also took on the kinder meaning of to make a pet of. As might be expected, the act of coaxing was sometimes done for personal gain. By the 17th century, the word was being used in today's senses that refer to influencing or persuading people by kind acts or words. By the 19th century, the spelling C-O-K-E-S had fallen out of use, along with the meanings to make a fool of and to make a pet of. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.